My name is Amir Davis, and I'm 13 years old.
And I'm Aaron Snowden, and I'm 14 years old. We interviewed Linda Ehrlich on February 5th, 2010.
I was born Linda Andrews Ehrlich in 1948, here on the north side, actually at St. John's Hospital, which was in Brighton Heights because it has since been vacated and torn down. I went to school at Conroy. I now work for the Pittsburgh Public Schools, and for a while, my office was in my fifth grade social studies room at Conroy. Well, I'm an only child. So people would say I was spoiled, but I never thought I was spoiled. So it was my mom and my dad and me, and we actually lived on Ridge Avenue, which is here in Manchester on the north side, in an apartment to the second and the third floor. And it was great because for most of the time that we were there, the family downstairs had three children, so I had playmates built right into the house that I lived in. I live in Allegheny West on the north side, so I didn't move far, actually, from where I was born. And many people live in kind of just outside of the cities and what they call the urban sprawl. And I just look at that lifestyle and think I've been so fortunate to have the kind of lifestyle that we've had here. Again, I can remember our sitting on the stoop and going just from stoop to stoop where all of my friends were kind of along the street, and that was always fun. I can remember all the houses were attached. We could all come out of our backyards and meet, and then we were able to go down under a tunnel that took us out down by what is now the stadium. You would walk down the steps. Somebody else was down there saying, come on, Linda, you have to come down, you have to come down. So we'd get down into a brick courtyard, and then there was a very dark tunnel that we could go into, and you were able to go from yard to yard to yard to yard. There's no grass, everything was brick. You know, somehow you had little walkways that would get you to the back of all of these houses. I mean, I remember the whole time that, you know, what is now Chateau Street and the highway, they were all houses clear down to the river and businesses. My father actually worked at what was called American Coat Apron. He delivered laundry. I would get to drive around in his laundry truck. He would go to all the businesses and pick up the dirty towels, which were on big rolls, and I would sit on those and roll around in the back of the truck. I have to really credit my mother with her courage to do something in the early 60s that really put me on the path of really understanding and that all people deserve respect and that equality is important. We went to a church in Manchester right across the street from Neighborhood Centers Association. Right across from there was Manchester Presbyterian Church, and a minister was called there, John Long, and soon after his coming, he really had a commitment to integrate the church. Even though I was young, I knew something was going on, and what was happening was the powers that be really wanted to dismiss him from the church because of his wanting to integrate. That was at the time when issues of race were really coming to the fore, and Bidwell Presbyterian Church in Manchester and Jimmy Joe Robinson and other leaders were staging marches and so on based on equal employment and in the construction industry and so on. And when John Long was asked to leave Manchester, he was welcomed as a white minister into a black church at Bidwell. And I don't know where it came from, but my mother took me and we went to Bidwell. There was a lot of upheaval in the neighborhoods and places along Pennsylvania Avenue were burning and so on. And some of my friends actually lived right in Manchester and were involved in those struggles. I can remember we would have these work camps where people were coming together to kind of get to know one another and so on. And we would sleep in the basement of one of the neighborhood churches. You know, I had the awakening that, you know, you can't just say, you know, I have black friends, I have white friends and so on, that you needed to do more and be proactive in terms of persons' civil rights. The neighborhood I grew up in is gone. The changes from when I was little to now, you know, you have both the East Street corridor, which just leveled so much housing, and then you have all of the construction of 65 and the highway from Chateau Street down. So you tend to create a north side that's bordered on two sides by huge highways so that people are driving past you all the time. You know, we have a big joke in our family because I don't know how old my daughter was. Someone asked her why 79 had been built, and she said, well, so that we can go shopping more easily, which certainly was not the only reason, but it's a funny joke in our family. When I came back to my current home on Beach Avenue, these were houses that really had declined considerably. I mean, the house that I live in now, we just celebrated last year its 125th anniversary, and it's called Clay Row. It was built by a Jewish man from Germany, and he actually built the row of five houses for himself and his family. When we bought our house, it was in extreme decay, and there certainly are whole pockets of housing and neighborhoods on the north side that 30, 40 years ago were really at risk of being torn down, you know, the continuation of the highway or other things like that. So again, when you ask about another strength of the north side, I think it's that we have people really fighting to maintain our neighborhoods and to make sure that it's a viable place to live. I've always been connected to education in some way. I decided very, very early on to be a teacher. I was really first generation in my family to go to college. Then I directed my own early childhood center for 15 years. I've always had an interest and a value in the arts and young children, so I'm really lucky now I'm in the Pittsburgh Public Schools, and I work to introduce the arts to all of our pre-kindergarten classes across the city. I hope I don't become one of those crotchety old people that can't see everyone's perspective. You know, I used to take the streetcar from Pennsylvania Avenue clear to the Market House. So all of those things have changed, but now I'm thinking that living where I live still grounds me in my history, and what a wonderful way to go through life. Because you know the deer in the park? Well, I have a picture of me on the deer, then I have a picture of my children on the deer, and now I have a picture of my grandchildren on the deer. So much has changed, and I guess I think it's important that hopefully we just can kind of change with it. I don't want to get to be an older person that can't continue to change.